This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea.
Millions of Zimbabweans went to the polls in March to vote for a better future. But the outcome of the presidential election still hangs in the balance. And the ruling regime has unleashed a campaign of intimidation and violence against its own citizens. As the country heads towards a runoff vote, Zimbabweans are calling on the world to stop the human rights violations and ensure they can make a democratic choice. Choose or lose. Help Zimbabwe have a free and fair election on June 27th.
That was a public service announcement from MTVU, a 24-hour channel broadcast to universities across the country and around the world on the internet. Earlier, we spoke with Zimbabwean opposition party leader Morgan Tsvangirai. He's been in and out of detention by Zimbabwe's government authorities. He was recently released from a two-hour detainment. As the opposition leader prepares for a runoff election, he's featured in these new MTVU public service announcements. The channel has worked on a number of online and on-air programs that try to connect its largely American audience to international issues. For more on MTVU's information campaign in Zimbabwe, we have Stephen Friedman, General Manager and Executive Vice President of MTVU. Welcome, Stephen.
Happy to be here.
So when we spoke with Mr. Tsvangirai, he said a couple of things about youth. One, he does think that efforts like this one to mobilize global youth for democracy work. And two, that Zimbabwean youth are critical in the election there. So tell us a little bit more about what you at MTV and MTVU are doing to sort of connect global youth in the service of democracy.
Sure. I think when we heard from Dispatch, the band, who had formed a relationship with Morgan Tsvangirai, they talked about what they were doing in terms of trying to ensure fair elections. And I think we've seen with our audience, whether it was years ago with the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa, and much more recently, our audience, college students in the U.S. in particular, have been really some of the loudest voices on the issue of Darfur and helping to stop the genocide in Darfur. And when we heard that he was interested in reaching out to young people, I think college students in general have been the real engine for a lot of the social change movements coming out of the U.S. And the idea that while we are here in the midst of an election, and are encouraging our audience certainly to get involved, the idea that one that could change really the face of Zimbabwe is playing out, and that there are being calls for free and fair elections. And I think we hope it will resonate with our audience and that they will see that putting pressure on Mbeki or the SADC can potentially have a positive impact.
Tell us a little bit about Dispatch, this band that made this connection.
They have a huge college following. We had an intern that worked for us in New Orleans who introduced me to them several years ago, and they have a rabid following. And they did a sellout concert at Madison Square Garden a few several months ago, that was sold out within 30 minutes. So it speaks to the passion of their base. But interestingly, the money that they raised went to help the people in Zimbabwe and to help specifically ensure democracy in Zimbabwe. And historically, music has been a powerful tool for activism and for social movements. And it's inspiring when an opposition leader like Morgan Tsvangirai would reach out to a band like this.
Are you afraid that it seems partisan to work with an opposition leader but not with the sitting candidate for office?
You know, what we tried to do with the spots, and you can see them at MTVU.com, is make the case that this is not about any one candidate. It is about free and fair elections. And I think that given that we are not about encouraging people to vote, because only Zimbabweans can vote, it is more about ensuring that there are opportunities for free and fair elections.
You've done some really interesting, innovative, and unexpected work in terms of how you feature international content. You've had interactive games about Sudan. How do those work, and what do you think the target audience and the reaction has been?
You know, I think referring to our video game Darfur is Dying.
Right.
When we saw the audience, college students in particular, really passionate about saying never again, they had looked at Rwanda and looked at other examples of recent genocides, and they were speaking very loudly. But we felt like we needed to reach beyond the activists, and so much of our audience lives online. that game has now been played millions and millions of times and has generated tens of thousands of letters to public officials to do more. And I think the way this audience, young people today, they are reinventing activism online. And I think you're going to see this continuous morphing of what activism means. It's no longer just marching in the streets as it was when I was in college. I think it is not much more about taking over the digital space.
Stephen, thanks.
Thank you.
Stephen Friedman is the general manager and executive vice president of MTVU.